My friends, I come to you today on this podcast with a heavy heart. I am I'm recording this the day after most people across the country and across the world found out about the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, iconic basketball player, just a legend in the sport, and what he was doing post career was just as impressive. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because, you know, for those of you who have just gotten to know me throughout the years, especially, you know, friends that I grew up with in my childhood, some people know that I'm a big Lakers fan and an even bigger Kobe Bryant fan. So, you know, Kobe Bryant and I are almost the same age. You know, he was taken from us at 41. I'm 39. And so, you know, just throughout high school as he was coming into the NBA, I just followed his career. And there was just something about him that I was always drawn to, his mindset, his competitiveness, and just so many things, how he approached his craft. And, you know, I thought I would, because he meant so much to me and somebody who, unfortunately, I never had the opportunity to meet him or even say a word to him, somebody who I just really admired from and learned a lot from afar, just kind of watching him go about the business of becoming a champion and just how he approached the game and what he was doing. I was still, you know, following his career, you know, in the media business after he retired several years ago, and him winning an Oscar for a short film called Dear Basketball, I believe it was. And, you know, I thought what I would do was just to kind of pay, you know, just to honor him, as weird as that sounds, because I didn't even know him. Although I felt like I knew him, if that makes any sense. Never spoke to him, never met him, but I genuinely felt like I knew him just because I was a fan and I admired him, and I learned a lot from him. Believe it or not, and certain things that, you know, just his mindset, right? The Mamba mentality, as so many, you know, professional athletes across different sports and just entertainers and businessmen have been have adopted that mentality. And so what I thought I'd do was record this podcast about the Mamba mentality and the things that I learned from watching Kobe Bryant from afar. And maybe this is just a small way to pay tribute to him and to honor him, and really just thank him for touching me and inspiring me in so many ways. And not just me, but millions and millions of people, not just in this country, but his reach was global. You know, I mean, he was huge in Asia. I know that. Matter of fact, I was listening to a story, Mike Breen, who's one of the most famous broadcasters in the NBA, and he does all the playoff games and the NBA championship. And in 2008, when Kobe was playing for the USA Redeem Team, I think they were called at that time, he was in a cab in somewhere in Asia, and he was wearing a USA basketball shirt. And the cab driver, who spoke just broken English at best, was like barely able to communicate in English, pointed to his shirt and said, "Kobe Bryant," and then asked him kind of in broken English, "Do you know Kobe Bryant?" And Mike Breen, because he's, you know, because of his job as an NBA broadcaster, says, "Yes, I actually do know him. I know him very well." And Mike Breen, you know, I was listening to him tell a story about how this cab driver immediately stopped the car and the guy just started weeping. And he asked him, "Is everything okay? Why are you?" And he said, he just couldn't believe that he was talking to someone that knew Kobe Bryant. That's the kind of reach he had. And you know, to watch what, you know, him now coaching, or he was coaching his daughter's basketball team. And it gives me chills thinking about it, because as cliche as it might sound, nothing is promised. And, you know, I was with my family. I was with my wife, Natalie, my two girls, Ariana and Alessia, and I was with my parents, and we were about to have brunch, and a friend of mine, I got a text from a good friend of mine, Pete, who texted me the TMZ report that Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. And immediately I replied back to him. I said, "Is this a joke?" That was my exact text to him, because I thought it was like a bad joke. Like, why would you text me something like this? And he texted me because he knew what a big fan I was of Kobe Bryant, and just how much I had admired him throughout the years, and what an inspiration he was. Like I said, not just to me, but to millions and millions of people. And then a minute or two later, I had another friend text me, and then a third, and then a fourth. I must have had like 5 or 6 friends, you know, people that I've been friends with for decades, text me, because they knew, they just knew that what a fan I was of Kobe Bryant. And sure enough, I started doing some quick research, and it didn't take me long to read, you know. And what's crazy is that we were waiting for a table, and tears started going down my face, and my wife looked at me, and she kind of was in a little bit of shock, and she said, "Are you okay?" And I just said, "I'm incredibly sad," you know. And I think to her, she didn't say this. Is actually, as I'm talking about it, I'm tearing up right now. She didn't say this, but I could tell that she was like, I'm very surprised, or not very surprised, but it just, she was taken back by the fact that I was so emotional, as I am now, over someone I didn't even know, and someone I never spoke to, and yet I kind of felt like I knew them. And when I think the fact that I learned a little bit later on that his his daughter was on that flight hit me even harder, you know, because he looked like such a good dad, and by all accounts he was, and he was so involved in, you know, in his daughters. He has 4 daughters. He's got a 7-month-old daughter, and he leaves behind his wife Vanessa. And I just had the human side of me just took over, and I just had empathy. Forget about the basketball accolades and everything he accomplished, and it just as a family man, as a father, you know, I put myself in her shoes. I couldn't imagine like leaving. And just leaving my family behind. And I started thinking, like, what if something were to happen to one of my kids or my wife or one of my family members? And I was just incredibly sad yesterday. And I realized that you're probably going to be listening to this at some point in the future. but I had the thought, you know, while I was having brunch with my family, and, you know, I talk so much on this podcast about being present, right? And it's something that I think from time to time we all struggle with. I know I've struggled with that in the past, and I've gotten so much better. And I wasn't present. I wasn't present. I found myself at times kind of glued to my phone, just in this complete disbelief that somebody who, again, I didn't know, but I felt like I knew so well because I had followed their career. And anyway, I wanted to come on here, as always. I want to deliver value. This is not, I was hoping this would be a bit more upbeat than what it's turned out to be. And I wasn't expecting to get somewhat emotional on this podcast as I share this with you, but I want to share with you what the Mamba mentality meant to me. Excuse me. I want to share with you what made him so beloved by so many in the NBA, by athletes across, you know. Yesterday was the Pro Bowl, the NFL Pro Bowl, which is basically, for those of you who don't, you know, follow the NFL, it's like the All-Star game for the NFL. And football players were honoring him by, you know, taking fadeaway shots and, you know, holding up the number 2 and the number 4 with their hands, which was one of the jersey numbers he wore. And he just had such an impact on so many people. And then I was watching interviews and just people, just an outpouring of emotions and people sharing Kobe stories and just legendary type stuff. And I looked over at my wife and I said, imagine living a life that has such a profound impact across the world. You know, where you touch so many people through your work ethic, through your will, through your determination, through your drive to succeed. And then, you know, post basketball career, him mentoring other basketball players and other athletes. And, you know, again, just him, just so many things that he did, you know, writing children's books and just, it, just incredible, right? Just an incredible person. And he wasn't flawless. You know, he made his fair share of mistakes like we all do. None of us are perfect. None of us are flawless, but, you know, to watch this guy from afar, you know, 17-year-old coming to the NBA in 1996, I think I was 16 years old. You know, I think he came into the NBA in 1996, and then to watch his career blossom to become one of the greats, one of the all-time greats, somebody who many compare to Michael Jordan, who by most accounts is the GOAT, right? The greatest of all time. You know, most people believe and say that Kobe Bryant was the closest thing to Michael Jordan. And it was because of that Mamba mentality, you know, and if you're listening to this and you're not a sports fan, that's perfectly fine. I think what I'm about to share with you is something that can cross over to your business, to your personal life. Before I do that, I want to kind of just set the groundwork and just provide a little bit of context. You know, many people know that Kobe Bryant was just one of the best basketball players of all time, but to put that in perspective, I'm on his Wikipedia here, and I'm looking at his NBA awards and accomplishments. 5-time NBA champion, 2-time NBA Finals MVP, NBA Most Valuable Player in 2008, 2-time scoring champion, 18-time NBA All-Star, 4-time NBA All-Star Game MVP, 15-time All-NBA Team Selections, 12-time All-Defensive Team Selections, Olympic champion in 2008, NBA Slam Dunk Contest champion in 1997, 34-time player of the month. LeBron James, ironically enough, the night before he passed away, just passed him. And now LeBron James is third all-time as far as points in NBA history. So now Kobe Bryant is fourth. And the list just goes on and on and on. And what's equally as impressive is the fact that I believe he retired in the 2015-2016 season. He won an Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film in 2019, I believe it was, for being an executive producer of Dear Basketball, which I encourage everybody to go to YouTube and watch Dear Basketball. I mean, just such a talented person. And aside from the talents and the God-given skills that he had, it was that Mamba mentality. You know, and so I want to share with you the literal definition of Mamba mentality from his mouth. And then what that meant to me and what we can take, right, as entrepreneurs, as men, as women, as leaders, what we can take from that Mamba mentality and how we can translate that over to our life and to our business and to the people that we impact. Mamba mentality, and this is directly from Kobe Bryant years ago, Mamba mentality is more of an approach than anything else. It's about attacking what's in front of you with passion and purpose, without fear and doubt, and without an ounce of quit. No matter what is good, no matter what it is, good or bad, success or failure, that's your approach. That's what it means to have the Mamba mentality. And you might be listening to this and have no idea what Mamba is, but Mamba was a nickname. I don't know if it was given to him or how it was adopted. Actually, I'm curious to look up that story, but he was called the Black Mamba, right? And the Mamba is a venomous, vicious snake. And it was that mindset, right? And when I think about that Mamba mentality, I think about perseverance. I think about drive. I think about just a determination that it takes to just overcome any and all obstacles. There's a couple stories that I think about. You know, I've been a Lakers fan since I was a kid. You know, my dad was a Magic Johnson and Lakers fan. And so I think I got that from him. And so in the 80s, growing up, watching the Lakers win championships and watching Magic Johnson and the Showtime Lakers, I was drawn to the purple and gold and to the Lakers. And then, you know, Kobe Bryant getting drafted, you know, coming straight out of high school into the NBA. I was just such a huge fan. You know, I think about a couple of years before he retired. I want to say this was the 2014 or 15 season. You know, he's playing a game And mind you, this was his, I think, 17th or 18th year in the league at this point. You know, had a ton of miles on his body, been through a lot of playoff series and won a lot of championships and, you know, played in the Olympics. You know, just a lot of miles and wear and tear on that body. I remember that year that the team was okay, but they were playing him a lot of minutes. And towards the end of the year, right before the playoffs, I believe, boom, his Achilles goes out in the fourth quarter of a game, or towards the end of the game. And he's in pain, and you can tell just the agony in his face. And he's like holding his Achilles, and he's holding his leg, and he's kind of rolling around, and he's grimacing. And he gets up, you know, his teammates have to kind of help him off the court, but he got fouled on that play. And in the NBA, they have a rule that if you get fouled and you don't complete the free throws, you can't go back into the game. And so picture this, and you can YouTube this, and you can actually watch it live, or watch the recording, obviously. But, you know, he goes up and boom, his Achilles goes out and he hits the floor. And then they have to kind of carry him, and he's like trying to limp, just gingerly limping off the court. And then he realizes the refs say, you know, he's got two free throws. Mind you, this guy's got a completely torn Achilles. He by himself walks back out, or limps, I should say, walks back out across the court to the free throw line, grabs the ball, sinks two free throws, and limps back off the court. And that's just a small story, a small example of what that Mamba mentality was all about. It was about overcoming all obstacles. It was about persevering. It gives me chills thinking about it. And I think about several things. I think there's so many lessons from his tragic passing. And by the way, obviously thoughts and prayers, you know, go out to not just his family, but all the families that were affected. You know, I believe there was 9 people on that helicopter, or in that helicopter, that all passed away. And I think about several things. You know, I think about, sometimes I told my family at brunch, I said, you know, why does it take a tragedy for it to remind us to like not sweat the small stuff, to just to be present, to love, to laugh, to give, to put others before you put yourself? Why does it take a tragedy sometimes to remind us of that? And let me replace the word us with myself, you know. And anytime there's like a passing of somebody close to me, in this case, it wasn't somebody close to me, but just somebody who I looked up to and admired. But whenever it's been family members or just, you know, or you hear of these tragedies, and it just reminds you like life isn't promised. It's not guaranteed. And again, I realize that's super cliche, but why does it have to take something like that for myself, for me to be reminded that, you know, live all out, like, love hard, laugh, give, be with those that matter to you. Don't sacrifice the pursuit of money and accomplishments at all. Don't sacrifice your life and your family and what's most important in the pursuit of that. You can actually have both. I truly believe that. But that was one of the first things that came to mind. The other was what an inspiration it is to think about somebody who had such a profound impact on people's lives across the world. Millions and millions of people, like, and it got me to thinking, like, what do I need to do so that when I'm not here, the effects are felt in a positive way? Like, I've left my footprint. I've left my footprint on this world, and it's inspiring. It's inspiring, and so, you know, I have somebody like a Kobe Bryant to thank for that, who, you know, I've always enjoyed sports. I grew up playing sports, and, you know, of all the sports that I have followed, and, you know, the athletes that I've admired, he's the one that I've always always been drawn to. And I think it was a big part of that was that Mamba mentality, which, again, it's like it says here, it's more of an approach than anything else. It's about attacking what's in front of you with passion and purpose, without fear and doubt, and without an ounce of quit. You know, so this morning, you know, I woke up, I was shook last night by the news, and, you know, just kind of watching people get emotional and sharing these stories of Kobe Bryant and imagining what his wife and his, you know, his girls are going through. Not just the fact that that he's gone, but that his daughter's gone and the other people on that flight. It's just, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And, you know, I just started thinking to myself, am I living life all out? Am I giving it my all? Am I using the gifts, the skills, the abilities that God has given me? You know, because I truly believe we all have unique ability. We all have talents. Whether you believe it or not, you have a talent. And are you using that talent? You know, you think about the parable of in the Bible, the guy that buries his talents and versus the one that goes out and spreads it and uses it and multiplies it and impacts people. And so while the tone and the mood of this podcast is probably not very uplifting, you know, because this is just so fresh and so raw, I'm grateful and I'm thankful for you know, for Kobe Bryant and for just everything that he accomplished. It proves that anything is possible, and it proves that if you have that work ethic, you know, and you have that drive and that will, and you're just determined to succeed, nothing's going to get in your way. And if you keep going and you just use the talents and the gifts that God has given you, or if you don't believe in God, the universe has given you, we all have them. If you use them and you leverage them, I can never be an NBA basketball player, right? I wasn't gifted with that size and that skill. And, but God gave me other gifts, and just like me, he gave you gifts. And we might have different gifts, but it's about tapping into that. And it really does inspire me to want to impact more people and pour into other people's lives, so that one day when I'm not here, it's not about the things I accumulated. It's not about the material possessions, but it's about how I made people feel. It's about how I was able to just leave a thumbprint on people's lives and walk alongside them, starting with those closest to me, my family, and extending out to you listening to this podcast, and you know, the clients that we work with through our Ascend Coaching and Mastermind group, and you know, my team members here in this business, and those that we impact, and the services we provide. So it just makes me want to be a better person. I'm super grateful for the memories that he gave me, and it's really touching. It's inspiring, and it's tragic. But I'm hoping by the time that you're listening to this, it's, you know, my tone and my mood is a lot, and I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it will be. At some point here, it'll move from this to celebrating someone like that. And it's, again, this is so crazy to me because I never spoke a word to this man. I didn't know him, but yet it felt like I did. So anyway, completely different type of podcast episode than I have ever done. I know I've probably said that a few times before, but this was a unique one. And I hope in some way, shape, or form, it brought some type of value to you. You know, I didn't want this to get so personal about, you know, me and just kind of the emotions I experienced yesterday and even today. But more about that mama mentality and sharing with you some of the things, what that means to me and how I'm going to apply that. You know, it's about attacking whatever's in front of you with passion and purpose, again, without fear, doubt, and without an ounce of quit. So when you want to quit, don't. Keep going. Think about the Kobe Bryants of the world, you know, even though there's probably not very many of them. This morning I woke up at 4:24 a.m., you know, 24 in honor of one of the jersey numbers he wore. And I started going through my, you know, my priming and my morning routine. And I was just thinking about what can I share with you? The thought hit me, you know, that I wanted to record this podcast episode, and I wanted to talk about the mama mentality, you know, what that means to me, and hopefully what you can take and apply in your life. You know, most of us listening to this are not professional athletes, although I'm sure there's a few out there. But we don't have to be professional athletes to apply this mamba mentality. I'm sorry. It can be applied in our personal lives. It can be applied in our relationships. It can be applied in our business ventures. And you know, our workout routines, our approach to health and fitness, and just anything, you know, it's an approach, right? So anyways, my friends, I appreciate you. Thank you for hearing me out. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and, you know, whether you were a fan or you weren't a fan, it's, you know, it's take this mama mentality, right? Take this approach to living life and to what you're doing in your business, and just keep it front and center, because I'll leave you with this. You know, when LeBron James was interviewed, 12 hours before, you know, Kobe Bryant tragically passed away with the other eight people on that helicopter, he had just passed him for third all-time scoring in NBA history. And he went on for 5-10 minutes talking about what Kobe Bryant has meant to him. And one of the things he shared, one of the stories he shared, was when LeBron James was 15 years old, Kobe Bryant went to speak at a basketball camp that LeBron James was at with probably hundreds of other aspiring basketball players. And he spoke to them. And one of the things Kobe Bryant shared with the crowd, which LeBron James was in, was if you want to be one of the greatest, if you want to do your best in everything, you got to put the work in. And that's something that, you know, LeBron James shared, always stuck with him, is to be the best, to be one of the greats, you got to put the work in. And that's what separated him from many others. So remember that. You got to put the work in, and you're not going to hear from me to sacrifice the things that are most important to you, whether it's your family or your kids or whatever is most important to you. I would never tell you to sacrifice and just work and work and work and work and completely neglect those areas of your life, because I don't believe that's healthy. But you got to be focused. You gotta have that mama mentality. You got to put the work in order to be great. At whatever you aspire to do or accomplish or be. And so I'll leave you with that, my friends. Put the work in, adopt that Mamba mentality, and hopefully you've gotten something out of this podcast. Thank you for subscribing to the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for to those of you who have taken the time to leave a review. Thanks for those of you who have taken the time to reach out to me on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, and just share your thoughts with me about the podcast and about, you know, what it is I'm doing and how it's impacted you. You are impacting me way more than I feel I'm impacting you just by sharing that. So thank you. I'm grateful for you, and let's go crush the day again. I realize this. I'll say this one last time. I recognize and realize that this is super cliche, but there's no guarantees in life, you know. So love your loved ones. You know, laugh with them, hug them, show affection, spend time with them, show your team members you care about them, be there for them, and just strive to be a better person. You know, that's all we can do. Strive to be the best person you can be. If you don't know what your God-given gifts and talents, your unique ability, I encourage you to make that a priority. Figure out what that is, because we all have them. And if you can tap into that, and you just have that Mamba mentality I've been talking about, you're gonna leave your mark on other people. I promise you that. So thank you, my friends, and I'll connect with you on the next one. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.